Shalom.
Hello. We're reading in Kabbalah for the student, page 69, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. You can find this article in the internet, in our website, and ask their questions at Kabbalah.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Page 69, a speech for the completion of the Zohar.
Let's read. Start.
A speech for the completion of the Zohar. It is was printed for the end of the interpretation of the Book of Zohar.
In the Mount of Meron, and after they printed the Zohar with the commentary of Sulam commentary, they had a big meal. Down there was a place that belonged to Baal Sulam and later to Rabash, behind bars. It was an open air space, but I don't know today, maybe also today. I was there more than once. And there was nothing in this place. They brought tables, brought food, and they had a meal. And then Baal Sulam gave this speech at that meal, and they wrote it, and they made it into this article. Please.
It is known that the desired purpose of the work in Torah and Mitzvot is to cleave unto the Creator, as it is written, and to cleave unto Him. We should understand what dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, means. After all, the thought has no perception of Him whatsoever. Indeed, our sages have discussed this question before me, asking about the verse, and to cleave unto Him. How can one cleave unto Him? After all, He is consuming fire. And they replied, cleave unto His qualities. As He is merciful, you are merciful. As He is compassionate, you are compassionate. This is perplexing. How did our sages drift from the literal text? After all, it is explicitly written, and to cleave unto Him. Had the meaning been to cleave unto His qualities, it would have to write, cleave unto His ways. So why does it say, and to cleave unto Him? The thing is that in corporeality,
there's a problem. For sure, that the qualities is what we see in the Creator, what we can discover in Him. So if I'm adhered according to the qualities, is this considered adhesion in Him? Exactly, it's written, and to cleave unto Him. Qualities is not the same. It's like I'm learning from someone something, his external expression, and I'm acting like him. I'm copying various forms of external behaviors from him. And am I like him by that? No, only externally. But it's written, cleave unto him, him meaning inside of him. So therefore there's a big problem here. It can contradict our entire work, our entire approach. And that's why it requires an explanation.
The thing is that in corporeality, which takes up place, we understand vikut as proximity of place, and we understand separation as remoteness of place. However, in spirituality, which does not occupy any space, dvekut and separation do not mean proximity or remoteness of place. This is because they do not occupy any space at all. Rather, we understand dvekut as equivalence of form between two spirituals, and we understand separation as disparity of form between two spirituals. As the axe cuts and separates a corporeal object into two by removing the parts from one another, disparity of form distinguishes the spiritual and divides it into two. If the disparity of form between them is small, we say that they're a little far from one another. And if the disparity of form is great, we say that they're very far from one another. And if they are of opposite forms, we say that they are as far from each other as two extremes. For example, when two people hate each other, it is said about them that they are as separated from one another as east from the west. And if they love each other, it is said about them that they are as attached to one another as a single body. This does not concern nearness or remoteness of location. Rather, it is about equivalence of form or disparity of form. This is so because when people love each other, it is because there is equivalence of form between them. Because one loves, everything that one's friend loves and hates, all that one's friend hates, they are attached to one another and love one another. However, if there is any disparity of form between them, and one loves something even though one's friend hates that thing, they are hateful of each other and remote from one another to the extent of their disparity of form. And if they are opposite, so that everything that one loves, one's friend hates, it is said about them that they are as remote and as separated as the east from the west. And you find that disparity of form in spirituality acts like in the axe that separates incorporeality. Similarly, the measure of remoteness of location and the measure of the separation in them depends on the measure of disparity of form between them. Also, the measure of dvikut between them depends on the measure of equivalence of form between them. Now we understand how right our sages were when they interpreted the verse and to cleave unto him as adhesion with his qualities. As he is merciful, you are merciful. As he is compassionate, you are compassionate. They did not deflect the text from the literal meaning. Quite the contrary. They interpreted the text precisely according to its literal meaning, since spiritual dvikut can only be depicted as equivalence of form. Hence, by equalizing our form with the form of his qualities, we become attached to him. This is why they said.
Another excerpt.
This is why they said, as he is merciful. In other words, all his actions are to bestow and benefit others, and not at all for his own benefit, since he has no deficiencies that requires complimenting. And also, he has no one from whom to receive. Similarly, all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit others. Thus, you will equalize your form with the form of the qualities of the Creator. And this is spiritual dvikut.
Questions? Of course.
I've read it many times, but it's the first time that I see that if there is disparity of form.
First time, it's good.
No, seriously, it's the first time I see it.
It's good, it's good. So what are you seeing for the first time?
This sentence. If there is a disparity of form between them, meaning that one loves something, even though his friend hates this thing, and to that extent they hate each other and they are distant from each other. What, if me and you, we don't like the same thing, so we hate each other?
It depends what you call hate. There's either hate or love. So where can we measure ourselves? He's saying, we can't measure ourselves, you and I, rather with respect towards a third thing, that you love it and I hate it, or you love it in 50 pounds of desire and I love it with 20 pounds of desire. And it's possible that my 20 pounds of desire are greater than your 50 pounds of your desire. It's all relative, but we measure ourselves with respect to a third thing.
Suppose this is so. But do we have to agree? If there is love between two people, they have to agree about everything? Otherwise there won't be love?
It depends on what you call love.
What do I call love? That I'll do what he desires and he'll do what I desire.
Desire. That.
Okay, there's an agreement between us. It's me.
It's not what you say, sir. Either yes or no. We are speaking of an inner technique, spiritual, precise, where we examine how people connect between themselves. Because in this way they connect to the Creator, and you have to examine it carefully. First of all, it has to be personal, towards a person, because in the desires, none of us is equal to another. We should examine how much we are able to identify the qualities of connection, the precision of the connection, discernments in the connection between us, and then to see. But it's certain that if you love something and I hate it, we're already not in adhesion. And that's how we should measure ourselves in everything in reality. If you want me, you and me, to love one another, reality has 100 billion discernments. So we need in each one of those 100 billion discernments, you love them and I love them. There are 100 million that you hate and I hate. And then this is called adhesion.
Okay, what is this third thing? You previously said something that if the third thing unites us, and if we really love each other, then there's a third thing. What is this?
A third thing, of course, a third party. How can I check you and how can you check me? Only with respect to something which becomes a yardstick that's outside of you and outside of me, towards which we can calibrate ourselves and see how much you and I are equal in this thing.
Can you give me an example for this thing? It's unclear. What is this third thing you're saying that we equalize in the same idea?
Same idea.
Idea, yeah.
Yeah, let's say we read a certain novel with you, and now we have to compare ourselves. How do you relate to it, and how do I relate to it? Can you bring me a software by which we can check ourselves? You understand how not simple it is?
It's a problem.
Problem.
I can more or less...
So he's giving us principles here. First of all, something that I can check towards you is with respect to a third party. Where am I and the Creator together in this third party? No.
In the group?
Yeah.
And then what?
What do you mean, so what? I need to understand from the outset that if I relate correctly to the group, I discover there that the Creator is already there before me and is in adhesion with them. He's already present. I dwell among my people. That's it. He's there. The problem is that I am not there yet.
Let's say we're there. Okay? You confused me, so I'll try to confuse you. Let's say, suppose...
No, it doesn't complicate anything.
So, okay, we're in the group. This is the love I discover in the group? That's a whole story?
That's a whole story. Nothing more than a group.
Where is what's around it? You said, what's this work in this group?
The work to be adhered to this 9 friends and complete them with the 10th one, which is you.
Good. How can I do that?
That's something else. But there, to the extent you cleave to them, you cleave to the Creator. And you have no other way to measure it. The group is your standard, is your yardstick. It's something that you can calibrate yourself towards it.
Where's the agreement in those 9? What should be the agreement between us?
We don't need any agreement.
Any agreement?
in nothing. If you are included in them, you see that they agree with you, they are with you in all heart and soul, the Creator is in them, and everything is the end of correction. The group is in the end of correction.
So forgive me for asking, what does it mean to integrate with them? When integrate with this group, it means that we there's equivalence of form between us. What is that?
To be integrated in them, merge with them, it means that... In one line, you're sold to them. Addicted to them, rather.
To annul to each other, that means that we're...
Not one towards the other, you towards them.
And so it turns out that everyone is...
No, you towards them.
I annul to them?
Yes, no conditions.
No conditions, I annul? What does it mean? I accept their view
annulled
all the time?
In everything, for opinion.
What does it mean to annul? I annul my view, my...
Everything in their desire, you say, I will cover it. I will do it. It's on me.
It's very hard work.
Good, nice.
I still don't understand why adhesion to the qualities is adhesion to him.
Because we can't measure ourselves, even one towards the other, as well as one towards the Creator. Only with respect to this third standard, something that it's neither in me nor in him, only in the middle. We're there in the middle. We can find something that's common to us and something that separates us. And this is only in the group. And then, when I measure myself in the group, and I am cleaved to them, to the group, in such a way that I feel according to my qualities and their qualities how much we reach adhesion. To that extent, I discover that I'm in adhesion with the Creator. And it's very interesting. I seemingly come to measurements. How much in height and weight and this and that and hatred and love and rejection and da 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 da. Ultimately, through all of that, I come to adhesion in the Creator, in Him. Because... This is like, from your actions we shall know you. Meaning, in my measurement towards the 10, when I measure myself, the degree of my adhesion in them, I measure the degree of the fulfillment of the light of the Creator in me. Because I have no access to the light, simply. And in this way, yes, meaning I, through the vessels, through my vessels, with the group, I begin to feel the light that is filling it. Na'an Chai, let's say. What is Na'an Chai? I don't know. What does it mean, fulfillment? Even when I feel that fulfillment, I feel it in my vessels. I can measure my desires and how much they enjoy. But it's not enough how through the desires and their pleasure I unite with the source of fulfillment. And who do I fulfill? That's why these conditions seem a bit perplexing, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. Those things, how, in short, we come from vessels to light, and the Creator is the full Na'an Chai.
What are the measurements by which I can see that I cleave unto him?
The same degree or cleave to the group. If you're talking about the criteria of adhesion, the group is the complete criteria. But the measurement and Aranha and adhesion is not the same. We are short on words. That's why whatever we can scrutinize, we scrutinize through the letters, which are vessels. Also, lights. We speak of them as vessels. We can't speak of the light itself. Just like electricity, we can talk about the phenomena that the electricity brings to all those conductors through which it passes. And electricity itself, no. The force of electricity doesn't even pass through the wires. It travels around the wire. There's this special vector in physics. It's not a problem. There's a force inside and a magnetic force on around it. The force doesn't travel through the cable, but actually around it. Doesn't matter. Even here, wherever we are, we can't work with the force, but rather with phenomena.
So I measure my relation to the group. That's the measurement. I just measure my investment.
Yes, with such measurements, I can talk about the light that fills me. Meaning, when I calibrate my vessels, like I'm playing like a musical instrument, a string, yeah? A string. According to the string, I can talk about the sound. Understand? I tell you, make a sound. So I'm not telling you. In short, we are inside vessels. Our whole problem, it's not really a problem, because we know how we can later talk about the vessels, and according to the vessels, we feel, we aim for the light. I said, how do you look at the partitions, the notes, the note sheets for music? And you're talking about the melody. But there, what's written is how you should press various keys, right? Yeah, something in the piano. Keys, buttons somewhere. Meaning, you're talking about the vessels all the time. You're working with the vessels, but you intend for in you, you hear the sounds. You're not writing sounds. You're writing the vessel through which you perform the sound. That's why it's a very deep matter. How by attaining the vessels, we talk about adhesion in the Creator. Okay? Hanoch, please.
Previously, we talked about this quality of Chafetz Chesed, which is everything. And the measurement is how many shirts in the king's palace he let go. He didn't take them. Rise above.
Accordingly, we measure what we can measure.
Who is this Chafetz Chesed standing before me? How big he is? How can I increase the shirts upon which he's standing before me? How can I increase him as Chafetz Chesed before me? Because I can't choose it all. Understand.
I don't understand you. No, number of shirts, you measure him.
I can't touch the shirts because I'll fall. How can I cause him to grow to the extent of Chafetz Chesed from 100 shirts to 200 shirts and to say that he, standing before me, he grew in 100 shirts? How can I increase him?
Who is you?
I'm the one who sees him, who's equalizing with him. We're trying to cleave onto his qualities. If my first example is Chafetz Chesed, delighted mercy, the one standing before me.
We're talking about the Creator. Who are we talking about? Again, philosophy. Talk clearly. We said, delighted in mercy, Chafetz Chesed. You cannot measure the Chesed, but you can measure it in this way.
Yeah, if my friend, I'm trying to cling to my friend in the group. And cleaving is to the quality of Chafetz Chesed. Over what? I'm trying to make my friend bigger. How can I discover how many shirts he passed, let go of? How do I do it? By increasing him, not leaving him constant. How can I make the process move from 100 shirts to 200 shirts?
According to your vessels.
Yes, so how can I increase my vessels? How can I open it?
You're working on your vessels. And you have to say that your friend, it's even more than him, more than those vessels.
Where do I get it from? I can't touch, I can't increase it, these vessels. How do I touch it?
It's written very simply. You have to raise him, make him grow above reason, meaning as much as you grow, you have to say, my friend is greater than that.
So that's exactly the question. How do I do it? That for me, it rises above reason, starting from 100 to 200 shirts.
You can't, only according to your reason.
But how do I move it, this trigger, for him to grow?
You're working on your reason. Again, I should repeat it. You're working on your reason. And the friend grows to the extent that he can rise above it.
But how? I don't... Nothing moves inside me.
If you don't move, he doesn't move.
So how do I move? How do I open this force upon which this depot with shirts, how do I open it so that the friend will grow, so I see he's not taking it, and I do fall? This temptation, the strength to stand, to withstand the shirts, that's what makes him great in my eyes. He has the force to reject it. How can I not, if I want a steak, and he increased it from 100 to 200, and I fell? I don't...
But we're not talking about you. When we talked about delighted in mercy, Chafetz Chesed, we talked about him. He is also a desire to receive, but I give him these shirts, and then to the extent that he is making concessions, he is in the degree of Bina. Bina exists in all the 125 degrees. So in which degree is he in is Bina. That's how I examine him, check him. Let's say after 100 shirts, he shatters. 101 he takes already. He cannot make a concession there. So he's in degree 101.
So I can see until 100. 101, I broke. I don't know what he's...
Who is you? No, we did not speak in this way. We did not speak in this way. We said that we're giving him. I bring him to the king's storehouse. There is an infinite number of shirts there. And I give him this. What do you want? And he goes, and he says, okay, more than that, I can't. This I want to take. So up to that degree, he's in Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. That's it. Doesn't depend on me in anything. We're not talking about two people here.
But it's written here, cleave unto this quality, this the force of it, the action of it, what he's doing.
That's why each one is seeing flaws according to his own flaws. So you have to grow in your Chafetz Chesed, your delighted in mercy, that up to here I can appreciate the Creator, and above it I cannot.
So that's exactly the question. How do I grow in Chafetz Chesed?
Towards the friends, do them various favors, and give up on yourself. How else can you do it? Through the reforming light. What is the Chafetz Chesed? The reforming light, that is bringing you faith above reason, the force of Bina. Moscow.
У нас есть объявление о конгрессе,
и мы have an announcement regarding the Congress. We're happy to tell you that the worldwide virtual Congress will take place on October 19th, 20th, and 21st. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday we're going to have an evening lesson, and it's Saturday, Sunday will be full days. We're also happy to say that we're going to send the subjects, the topics of the Congress to everyone. We want everyone to take part with it. You can find it on Svivatova. At the moment, it's in Russian. We're waiting for the translation for other languages. We're waiting for everyone to integrate in it. And L'chaim.
Great, L'chaim. When are we starting to work on the content? I'm getting everything already prepared from you. Or maybe together with the groups that are here, I don't know, but you have to propose to us. What are we studying? On what level are we studying? Everything accordingly to check the material, translate them to Russian, prepare them to agree that this is the level we want to be in, these are the topics we want to discuss, and so on and so forth. So please, we have to continue to work and quickly, because we're going to have a problem with the holidays here. We're now entering into the holidays, and during the holiday, we will be half disconnected, half in lockdown. So it's best to start working on the topic of the Congress. I think that we need to ask all the groups all over the world and get used to the idea that we're doing everything according to this democracy. We ask the people. That's it. Good luck.
Let's move on to the daily task. Today, on duty, were groups North America 10s number 5 and 11, Latin America 10 number 1, Russia, MACVG, Emma Moshavot group, and group number 5 from Petah Tikva. The daily task is we scrutinize during the day what are actions and intentions in the 10. Again, during the day, we scrutinize what an action means and what an intention means in the 10. Chaim. Announcements. You're all invited to watch the Zohar lesson tonight, 5:45, with the Rav Lightman, in our website, Kabla TV. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day. Meeting the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Kalalalam College is happy to invite you to intro lectures before we start the course in Karmiel and Natanya, August 30th. Admission is 30 shekels. For details, go to our website or call us at 1-700-509-209. Going up the ladder, a journey into the depth of the Kabbalistic music. You're all invited to a lecture with Danny Weitzfeld this Wednesday in Jerusalem. For details, call us 1-700-509-209 or in kab.co.events. sing a song.
יש דרכים שלא בחרנו ובכל זאת התעקשנו לעבור גם אותם בספינה הזאת כולנו מפליגים מתוך ליבנו בין גלים האיחוד ובנו לכיוון אחד זמנים קשים כבר עברנו אז ימים יפים עוד יגיעו ודאי אם נתאחד שוב האור עוד יאיר עלינו ביחד נתפוס את המחר זמנים קשים כבר עברנו אז ימים יפים עוד יגיעו ודאי אם נתאחד שוב האור עוד יאיר עלינו ביחד נתפוס את המחר לעצב לחלום זו רק התחלה ולא סוף מכאן אפיץ את הבשורה נגרש את השרה עם איש אחד בלב אחד העולם יהיה מאוחד ונזרק כאן אהבה נפריח את השממה זמנים קשים כבר עברנו אז ימים יפים עוד יגיעו ודאי אם נתאחד שוב האור עוד יאיר עלינו ביחד נתפוס את המחר זמנים קשים כבר עברנו אז ימים יפים עוד יגיעו ודאי אם נתאחד שוב האור עוד יאיר עלינו ביחד נתפוס את המחר זמנים קשים כבר עברנו אז ימים יפים עוד יגיעו ודאי אם נתאחד שוב האור עוד יאיר עלינו ביחד נתפוס את המחר זמנים קשים כבר עברנו אז ימים יפים עוד יגיעו ודאי אם נתאחד שוב האור